My guest at this time is Ken Blackwell. He's a senior fellow at the Family Research Council. He's a former Secretary of State in Ohio, and he's former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Human Rights Commission. We want to get his insights today on who exactly the rebellion is in Syria. What groups make up this group? Are they more moderate? Are they more radical? And what type of activities are they responsible for? Allegations have ranged from executing members of the official Syrian military to cannibalism to decapitating Christians while they're still alive. It's a whole litany of allegations here. Ken, thank you very much for being with us.
It's always good to be with you.
Let's start with who is the rebellion. Obviously, there's a bunch of different factions here. Some say there's a lot of Al-Qaeda, not a lot of Al-Qaeda. Others say there's a big or not such a big Muslim Brotherhood presence here. Others say they're secular moderates. What's the story?
Well, the story is that the rebel forces now are dominated by jihadists, from Al-Qaeda to Hezbollah to some of the forces that are just pure Muslim mercenaries. All you have to do is to look at who has been brutalized by this rebellion group. The most dominant victim has been Christians. And so when you look at that, you have to raise the question, why would we support forces that are hell-bent on creating hell on earth for Christian believers in Syria?
Well, let me have you answer your own question. Why do you think we are supporting them?
It's confusion, and you know, today we're supporting them. Tomorrow, I'm sure that the administration might say, they're not Boy Scouts. Why are we supporting them? There is no coherent Middle East policy within the Obama administration. There is no clarity of purpose, no real set of objectives for why we should be engaged, what our interests are, and who our true allies are. This is an administration that stiff arms Netanyahu, that turns a cold shoulder to the allies in the UK and the like, and who historically, through over the last several years, has embraced and been a cheerleader for the Muslim Brotherhood.
Ken, so from based on what you're telling me here, when Secretary Kerry says that radicals are a very small percentage of this rebellion, and John McCain doesn't think there are any there at all, they're pretty far off base, it sounds like.
I think they've gone through the looking glass. There's just evidence on the ground. There are other folks who are in contact with forces on the ground and those who are being victimized, and they just paint a different picture. I mean, this is a clear situation where Putin has played the president for Trump. Assad is being very, very slippery. There are really no Boy Scouts in this battle over there. So we have an administration that hasn't taken the Middle East seriously, that tends to be very unsophisticated in its understanding of the jihadist movement in the Middle East. And now they want us to believe that they're in command of the situation. All you have to do is just follow the trail of on again, off again, X, no Y, Y, no Z. This is an administration that is just all over the map.
We're talking with Ken Blackwell, former U.S. Ambassador to the UN Human Rights Commission. He's now a senior fellow at the Family Research Council. And, sir, you mentioned several times now that jihadis are making up a huge portion of the rebellion at this point. You mentioned Hezbollah elements and some other names that we're familiar with. Hezbollah, of course, is closely tied in with Iran, which is very supportive of Syria. So why do these rebels hate Assad so much? It would seem like in some ways they're singing from the same hymnal.
This is a fight among cousins. When you get right down to it, this is an internecine tribal intra-religious war. That's a problem. This administration hasn't looked at it with the sort of realpolitik sophistication of previous administrations, and right now they are wandering. There's an old African proverb: if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. That's what this Obama administration is playing out of right now, that adage. They don't know where they're going, so today this road will take them there. Tomorrow that road will take them there. But they're breeding this confusion and uncertainty here on the home front, and that's really, really never a good way to proceed to protect U.S. interests.
You mentioned the American public's reaction to all this and how you believe, in your words, Putin has played our president for a chump. As a result of the way this Syria issue has played out, at least to this point, how has it impacted the way that region and perhaps even a larger cross-section of foreign countries view the U.S. and our role in the world now?
The way the game is played in the Middle East is that no one there respects weakness. They exploit weakness. And I think they see us as a hapless giant at this point in the way that we are behaving. Our policy is not decisive. We are uncertain as to what uniform we are wearing and supporting. And as a consequence, I think that there is a lack of confidence and therefore a lack of respect for administration and consequently for America.
How can it be fixed?
It starts with understanding what our interests are, two, who our friends have been historically, and three, that there are folks over there who have masqueraded as our friends, actually not only played this president, but some other presidents. I think that where we start is, one, we know our steadfast ally. Two, we know that this effort should be funded by players, the region, and the first obligation for the people and children of the region who happen to be Muslim are those countries, those nation states that are Muslim, and they should be in the forefront of financing and putting their lives at risk. We can then sort it out and make a determination as to who best serves our interests, and then we can play a role in empowering them, assisting them, without putting our folks on the line at risk, nor should we continue to pour money against a field of uncertainty.
Ken, it's, as you explained, a very complicated situation and a dangerous one at that. Thank you very much for being with us today.
It's good to be with you.
Ken Blackwell, former Secretary of State in Ohio, currently a senior fellow with the Family Research Council, also a former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Human Rights Commission. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.